Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra on calbanyan.com, where I have, 520 something like that, free hypnosis training videos for you today. But today, we're going to speak to a particular group of people. I call you the talkers. There's some people, they help people by giving them massages. Some people, some professionals, they help people by giving them pills and injections. But today I'm talking to those people out there. Yes, you, the counselor, the social worker, the coach, the psychologist. We're going to talk about hypnosis and your profession, and maybe you might want to add hypnosis or step up the level of hypnosis that you're currently doing. All right, let me introduce my co-host. My co-host is Erica Flint. Erica Flint comes from the world of software engineering and doing all that kind of computer stuff. One day she had a brilliant thought. I want to work with probably the most powerful computer in the universe, the human mind. And so she started thinking about that, and she got excited about the idea of hypnosis. And she went out and she took a local class at a local junior college, and she says, wow, this is really good. But it really wasn't enough to get her going in the profession. She asked around some of the professionals. They said, hey, if you really, really want to get going, you got to learn 5 Path. You got to call Cal Banyan. So she got my DVD set, which is a recording of our live course. She got that. She got certified in 5 Path, and boom, off she went seeing clients. Now she runs a fabulously successful hypnosis center in Bellingham, Washington. She's been a speaker at the NGH convention. She's been speaker at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. She writes for journals. I mean, she's amazing. How you doing there, Erica?
Hi, Cal. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's exciting to be here today to talk about this very special and important topic, because I get a lot of questions from coaches and counselors about how they can incorporate hypnosis into their existing practice and what that would look like. So I'm glad we're taking the time today to go over this. Before we begin, though, let me tell everybody about you so they have an idea about who you are. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, the hypnosis that you will use in your office day in and day out to get really great results for your clients. He's been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years, and he's won almost every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he still sees private clients, and he's a trainer of some of the best in the world. He is the person that the experts turn to for guidance and help when it comes to our profession. He's also had a profound impact on my career. As Cal mentioned earlier, I took a different training before, but it wasn't quite enough. And so that's when I found 5 Path. Once I learned 5 Path, I was just off and running. And so that's why I'm here today to share this information with everybody. So Cal, where do you want to start here with this video today?
Okay, well, you know, what I want everybody to do is just kind of sit in on the conversation that Erica and I are going to have about the people we've trained in the profession, clients we've seen who fall into the talk therapist type of profile and profession. So, Erica, one of the things I noticed, you know, right away is in class when I'm doing certification courses or when I have clients. Many of the helping professionals, from psychologists to counselors to coaches, these talkers, they have the same fears and misconceptions about hypnosis as the general public. And so it's really important that they go through the pre-talk with us. What are some of the common fears and misperceptions you find that counselors have? And
yeah, so I think the number one fear is, is hypnosis real? Like, are you going to do the things that I see at the fair, like stage hypnosis type thing? Like, is that what hypnosis is? So basically, are you going to make me bark like a dog? Am I going to have to do that with my clients? Am I going to have to make my clients cluck like a chicken? That type of thing. That is one of the biggest questions I get. What about you, Cal?
Well, you know, I haven't had anyone actually verbalize that in a long time, but I mean, it's quite possible. I mean, that's one of the most important things I get across right here, is that most professionals, they have the same fears, misconceptions as the general public. And here's the deal. The stage hypnotists do a different kind of hypnosis than what, like, the hypnotist or hypnotherapist does. And what they do is called primary suggestibility, which means people act on the suggestions while they're in hypnosis, and the hypnotist or hypnotherapist or counselor who does hypnosis or psychologist who does hypnosis, what we do is we do work on the subconscious mind that changes how people think, feel, and behave after the hypnosis is over with so that they can reach their goals. So that's a really big difference. And no, if I had someone ask me, gosh, can you make me bark like a dog? I says, do you want to bark like a dog? And they say, well, no. I says, well, hypnosis can only make you do what you want to do. And they says, but these people are doing crazy things on stage. Hey, everybody that goes to a stage show knows that the people on stage are supposed to do crazy, funny stuff. So they don't volunteer to go up on the stage unless they want to do crazy, funny stuff. Does that kind of feel pretty good answer?
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. And it's, you know, that is for entertainment purposes. So I think it's pretty easy to help people understand, you know, stage and entertainment. And the same thing with Hollywood and what we see in movies. You know, when you point out to people, well, hey, you know, is everything in Hollywood and movies real? Is it all truth or is some of it fictional? And, you know, just stating it like that makes people understand, oh, you're right. Most movies aren't real unless they're, you know, documentaries or something like that. And the intention is for them to be real. And so they understand that there is a difference between what you see in Hollywood, what you see on the stage, and what we do in the office. Right?
Perfect. Another thing that I like to make sure they understand is that hypnosis is safe. No one has ever been harmed in any way by simply going into the state of hypnosis. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. People are in varying levels of states of suggestibility during their normal, you know, functioning of the day. Sometimes we're more focused, sometimes we're less focused. And what we do is the hypnotist uses a hypnotic induction and deepening techniques to help you go into those useful hypnotic states on purpose so that you can work on the different things you want to work on. So it's safe. And anyone of normal intelligence, okay, who is mentally healthy. Now, when I say mentally healthy, I'm saying not seriously mentally ill. For example, schizophrenia, that's not a good group to work with hypnosis. What we mainly work with is normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. And for coaches and counselors and even for psychologists, that usually makes up a lot of who we work with. Because they have to, you say, okay, well, how mentally healthy do they have to be? Or how intelligent do they have to be? Hypnosis is really a specialized conversation. If you can have a intelligent conversation with an individual, then if they're willing to follow instructions and if they want to be hypnotized, you can hypnotize them and do fabulous things if you have the right tools. What do you think of that?
It's absolutely what I do every day. So if somebody is concerned, oh, I'm not sure if I can be hypnotized or whatever, you know, they've heard or read, then I just see if I can have a regular, normal conversation with them and then share with them what we already talked about as far as some of the misperceptions and the fears in the marketplace that are already there. And then that alleviates all of their fears and we're able to do hypnosis as long as I can have a conversation with them.
Cool. Any other kinds of questions that you commonly get from helping professionals?
Yeah, I think one of the questions is how would it actually work? Like, how would it be integrated into what they do? And I think, let me just share with you one of the questions is a lot of coaches come and want better results for their clients that are stuck, right? So clients that know what they want to do, and the coach is suggesting, you know, this is what I want you to do every week, but the client isn't following through. So there's something in there that is keeping the client stuck. And the coach can see if they would just do the thing that they're suggesting that they do, they would get great results. So a lot of coaches are saying, you know, how would hypnosis help me if my client is stuck or resistant or non-compliant? And so I think that's a really good question to cover. What do you think about that, Cal?
I think that's an excellent point. Now, I come from the talk therapy background. I used to be a talk therapist. I have a master's degree in psychology. I'm all but dissertation for PhD in clinical psychology. I worked at the North Dakota State Hospital. I mean, that was my background. And so a lot of my work was just talk. And even very good and even very skilled talk workers, coaches, social workers, psychologists, and so on, find that some sessions you don't really make a breakthrough. I mean, in fact, sometimes many sessions, you're just supporting them, helping them stay where they're at, stay on target, this or nudging them forward. If you have the proper hypnosis skills, now when Eric and I talk about hypnosis, we're kind of talking about hypnosis in general, but our experience is with working with a special form of advanced hypnosis called 5-Path. And when I went from doing talk therapy into the profession of hypnosis, I wound up having to develop a system that worked for just about everything, and it's called 5-Path, which stands for 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. And when I started doing 5-Path, that system with my clients, every session became a breakthrough. And so there's like no getting stuck. Imagine this. So you've been talking with this client of yours for weeks or months, and you're nudging along, or you're not really making any breakthroughs. You know what that feels like. Can you imagine if you had a hypnosis system where every single session was a breakthrough? And what happens is it's immensely satisfying for us, the workers, because it's like, yeah, did something there. Yeah, breakthrough. Yeah, changed your life. And that's why I could never go back to just plain old talk therapy. What do you think? Am I answering your question?
Yeah, it does. And I think that one of the things that is really important for coaches and talk therapists to understand is that in hypnosis, we're actually interacting with the subconscious mind. So we're actually interfacing with a different part of the mind. So it's not just conscious discussion that we're having, which is a lot of times what is happening with coaching and when we're having, you know, kind of discussions with a conscious mind, oh, I want you to do this and I want you to do this. Well, with hypnosis, we get to talk with a deeper part. We get to talk to the subconscious mind, and that's where a lot of the limiting beliefs and fears and some emotions that the client might not even understand are blocking them from being successful. That's where that stuff resides. So if we could tap into that, that's where we can release some of those fears so that the client is successful. And I know you probably have something great to say about that, Cal.
Well, you know, I think you just said it really well. The thing is, you see, all right, every problem starts somewhere. Isn't that right? Every problem starts somewhere. And wouldn't it be nice if you could just like get in a time machine and go back and talk to your client when she was 3 years old or 13 years old or whatever it was, where the client, you know, started having the problem. Maybe that's where the thought, or I'm not good enough came in, or I'm not lovable, or there's something wrong with me. Well, hypnotists who have advanced training like 5-Path, what they're able to do is a thing called hypnotic age regression. And because we are in rapport with the subconscious mind, where our long-term memory is, then what we can do is we can actually what's called do a hypnotic age regression and go back and talk to that aspect of themselves, which is stored in the subconscious mind. I mean, how many times have we said, boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now? Here's the magic of advanced hypnosis work. You can know then what you know now because your thens are stored inside your subconscious mind. We can pull that event out and have it re-examined by the adult aspect of your client. And we can reach back to times before the adult client has recall of. So most people can't remember much before the age of 5 or 4. And sometimes most of the time I find that these first inklings of the problem start before 4 or about age 4. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, we need to be able to help our clients, and you know, coaches can help their clients and counselors can help their clients with those issues that started a long, long time ago. And I think what is fantastic about this and what I love so much about hypnosis is we can do this on purpose and get repeatable results, right? This isn't a, I hope this works. This is a, I know this is going to work every single time because it works every single time in my office, and I have a systematic, repeatable approach that I could use to get the same result every single time. So that type of results is really fantastic to do in the hypnosis office day in and day out.
Hey, you know, so one of the things as we're doing this, I'm kind of writing down a list here. One of the things that's important to know is hypnosis is safe. Hypnosis work, when you have the proper tools, is very satisfying for the hypnotist. Now, be that hypnotist a psychologist or a social worker or a coach. And the other thing is it strengthens your practice. Are we ready to go on to that kind of thing yet?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So I kind of have a list of benefits here. And so one of the things that adding hypnosis to your practice does is it broadens your practice. Like when you learn something like 5-PATH, which is a universal approach to all issues that that you can work on using hypnosis, if you've mainly been working with one segment of the population, maybe your marriage and family counselor, or maybe your drug and addiction, or you know, maybe your school counselor, or educational counselor, college counselor, whatever, now you can start working on more things. It could be fitness or weight loss, or it could be working on stop smoking, changing habits, increasing confidence. And so you get a greater variety of work that you can do. And when you have success in these other categories of issues that clients can come in to see you about, that also feeds your practice. Because then they find out, oh, you're also a marriage and family counselor. Oh, you're also a sports therapist, you know, whatever it is, then it strengthens and broadens your practice. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and I absolutely love it when people say, oh my gosh, you're a hypnotist. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? And almost every time my answer is yes, 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 because again, there is that something in the subconscious that is preventing people from following through or doing what they know they want to do. So it's really rewarding.
You know, and speaking of rewarding, you just become a happier person as a helper of other people. Because, you know, if you've been doing the same thing for years and years and years, when you start doing 5-PATH hypnosis with people, it's not the usual talk, 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 talk. You're talking about breakthrough, breakthrough. You're talking about you learning a whole new different set of skills that give you an insight. We have the secret language of feelings approach, which is so that people really understand what emotions are, the kind of wisdom that's in their emotions. We have 7-PATH self-hypnosis so that the clients can be reinforcing the insights and gaining new insights in between sessions. So you just tend to be happier as a helping professional, and because you're getting better results, you're doing different things and so on. There's one more thing I want to look on my list here. I don't know if I want to talk about money yet, but you know what? When you become more in demand, you know, if you're in a situation where you are independent, you have your private practice, then you could, you know, possibly raise your fees. And here's another thing. If all you're getting right now is third-party payment, when you become a hypnotist, you can get direct payment from your clients. In fact, that's all I do. All the payment I get is somebody gives me their credit card, and that's instant money in the bank right now, as opposed to waiting for an insurance company to pay me and that kind of thing, which is really awesome. What do you think of that, Erica?
Yeah, it is really awesome. Same thing for me. It's, you know, they pay out of pocket to begin with, and so I don't have to worry about interfacing with insurance companies or that type of a thing. So, and that's just been the same in my practice from the very beginning. And clients that want results and that type of a thing, they're totally open to that. And it's what they expect because they want the results. They want those great results.
Cool. Anything else that tends to come up?
Well, I think it's also, there's a couple things. One is I love that we also get to teach our clients self-hypnosis, right? So I think that that's an important aspect of the work that we do too, because self-hypnosis is something that I use, seventh path self-hypnosis, I use for myself personally every day. So there's kind of this embedded and incorporated way for me to do the work on myself so that I am doing really super good self-care, so that I'm showing up and being able to connect with my clients and be fully present for them and do really awesome work for them every single day. So I think that's a really important aspect of being a great hypnotist, is this self-hypnosis that is part of it.
Yeah, and you know, we do, as five path certified hypnotists, part of that training is to get certified as a seven path self-hypnosis teacher. Now let me tell you a little something about seven path. There's only two insight-oriented self-hypnosis programs in the world, and seven path self-hypnosis is one of them. The hypnotic suggestions that the client or you will learn to give yourself, or for the client to give herself, generates insight. Now, as people in the talking professionals, you know that when people in the talking professions, you know that insight is one of the huge forms of transformation. When people have that epiphany, that aha moment where they go, oh my, now I get it. It's life changing. Every other self-hypnosis, except for what is seven path self-hypnosis, and I'll mention time tunneling technique in just a minute, they just work on the order of direct suggestion. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am getting better in every way, every day, that kind of thing. But with seven path self-hypnosis, people experience change at a very deep and fundamental level, which changes their beliefs and changes their feelings. Now, you will also have that for yourself. And when people take our classes, we notice that in class, the people who are becoming certified as hypnotists are experiencing these transformations and sharing them in class of, now I feel more confident, or I understand my relationship with my father. And that's just from practicing the seven path. Now, since I mentioned it, I'm going to a little bit more. The time tunneling technique is the only other insight-generating form of self-hypnosis in the world, and that's covered in the course also. Any more about that, Erica?
No, I think that covers it, Cal. I think we've done a great job here today of sharing why some of the talk therapists and coaches might want to incorporate hypnosis into their practice. What else would you like to share?
Well, one of the things is, people who are psychologists and counselors and social workers and coaches, they believe in education. And depending on, what profession you're in, you may have spent a couple years of education, or it may have been 10 years of education to do what you do. And the good news is you can actually get what you need in about 100 hours of training. Now, of course, every profession, there's ongoing training and you get better over time. But you'll be able to take a 100-hour course. Sometimes it's a little bit longer, 110, 120, depending on how much independent study time you put in, watching videos, listening to, reading books and all that kind of stuff. So what the good news is, in a very short period of time, and Erica and I both have accelerated courses where over a period of about 10 days, you can get all the training you need to start doing this work right away. What do you think about that, Erica?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Cal, because what we've done is created this really awesome course. Cal has created this fantastic course so that it's everything that you're going to need to get started. And then working with your clients is the best ongoing education. So I know you said this before, Cal, but classroom to client is so important for the work that we do. And so in that 100-hour course, that 10-day course, you're going to learn the best of the best, the best of the best techniques, what's used in the hypnosis office every single day with real clients, so that you could get started right away. And yes, there is continuing education that you can be a part of, but you don't need any of it right away to get started. So I think that that's a really good point. That 100-hour course will be enough for you to incorporate it into your class, and then you can add to it as you go.
All right, Dio. So one of the things I also want to mention is that the Banyan courses, the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, that's the official name, taught either by Erica or myself, what it does is it has the best support after graduation, bar none, in the universe. We have a whole, we have videos you can watch afterwards, audio programs. We have a special journal by five pathers, four or five pathers. We have monthly teleseminars to answer students' questions, and it just goes on and on and on. There is no better support system in the world of hypnosis than what we do as five pathers. All right, anything else you want to talk about? I think we did really good.
Well, I think we're highly committed to the success of our graduates, and their success is our success. So that's really what we're here for, is to provide great training and then excellent, world-class, ongoing support.
Awesome. Okay, wrap it up. Hey, thank you guys.
Thank you everyone for joining us here today. I'm Erica Flint, and you can find me and look at the upcoming courses at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com, and I hope to see you in class.
Awesome, Erica. And this is Cal Banyan. You can get all of my courses that are coming up at calbanyan.com. And while you're there, check out some of our free videos. We've got over 500 videos like this that give nuggets and information about how to do hypnosis, how to use hypnosis in a practice, and how to build your practice. So that's it. Cal Banyan, signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.